another key piece of our authentic education is going to be delegitimizing the notion of the other, division, putting ourselves in the other's body, practicing empathy. And there's no better way to get to know each other but to put ourselves in each other's bodies. And I know this happens on a small scale. There's brilliant teachers out there who have thought up lots of ways to build empathy. The best way is building earthships together and then sharing stories afterwards, sharing our lives afterwards, working together and then sharing our stories, sharing food. These are, you know, also ancient practices of building heart, fellowship, good fellowship with each other. So once we do this, we see that division serves the state, but it never has served us. Never has served us. And it's going to break down much more easily than people. I mean, they create the hopelessness by, you know, they pay agent provocateurs, you know, they who will infiltrate police and kill our children and then encourage us to just blanketly say, oh, it's the police as a whole. No, it isn't. That's a job. People are paid. People are paid. The problem is the wage work system or the coerced work system, which also embraces the notion of agent provocateurs because they're paid too. It all comes back to that, to putting a price on our gifts, on our human energy. It all comes back to that. It's so obvious that they have put up major gatekeepers to filter out those conversations because it's just so obvious once we start, it's, you know, it'll snowball into the future. But it does make us lose heart when we see what seems to be entrenched racism, fascism. I remember that story. There's a story Barack tells in his memoir of his father, Kenyan father, going with his grandfather, with his father-in-law to a bar. And I think it was like a jazz bar, a club, whatever. And they sat down at the bar and there was someone who was a serious racist who made comments about him. And his Kenyan father just started, you know, talking with him, you know, said, okay, let's look at this. And they started laughing and joking, and he flipped the whole thing around because he became real to this man. And then Barack says, he wondered whether this was one of those anecdotes that was inflated. But a man who was actually in that bar came and saw him and when he was a senator and said he was there when that happened and blew his mind how his father could do that by his sheer charisma. See, when we let the fear go, our charisma comes out. It's when we're caught in the fear that we, you know, we've got that defenses up, we close ourselves off, and then we reinforce the lies about each other. But once we start working together, sharing food and stories, all of that starts to break down and our hope starts to grow. Our empathy starts to grow and it wants to live in the world. And there we go. We're off and running.